Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Plus, auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Quote now at progressive.com to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're tuned in for another episode of Paper Route. I'm Corey Holmes, and I'm with none other than Brandon the Beast Marshall. How are we feeling today, boss man?
I'm tired, Corey.
You tired?
Yeah, I was up till 3 in the morning. We got to turn that down. I was up till 3 in the morning. We were shooting some content on a boat. Interesting. Then I turned back around 6 in the morning, and now I'm here. You know, so I'm a little bit tired, but I'm feeling good. And I started my race preparation.
I saw that.
Racing TO.
I saw that.
100,000 on the line.
Oof.
100,000 on the line. So yesterday was my first day. You know, I got to cut 20 pounds, maybe 25 in 6 weeks.
Could do it.
42 days.
You got it.
I believe that's about right. 6 weeks, it's like 42 days.
That sounds about right.
But yeah, man, I feel a little tired, but I'm also excited. I'm excited about today's show. I'm excited about the race with T.O. I'm going to kick his, I can't curse right now because we're in the first 8 minutes on YouTube streaming live. So let's get to the show, man. Absolutely. What do you got for me?
Man, yeah, let's get to it. So we're going to talk Lamar Jackson. We're going to talk Aaron Rodgers, but we got to start with Cam Newton. Last night, Cam Newton announced that he is going to be throwing at Auburn's Pro Day today. That's going to be at 1:30 Eastern time, right? But in the video he posted to his social media page, he said, and I quote, "Tell me how these randoms getting jobs. Ain't 32M explicitives better than me?" But look, we actually got the clip for you. Let's take a look at it.
"Tell me how these randoms keep getting jobs."
Don't worry about it. I'm going to say, I can't wait to say it. Oh, I love it. I love it.
I'm seeing a lot of people toying the idea, and it's official. I will be throwing at Auburn's Pro Day Tuesday.
118!
Ain't 32 better than me, you did.
Superman. Superman says he's back. Brandon, you think he has a legitimate shot at a comeback in the league?
Listen, when you look at history and you look at the numbers and you look at Cam Newton compared to other quarterbacks in the same type of boat, the Michael Vicks of the world when he was 35, the Steve Youngs of the world, even Donovan McNabb. Donovan McNabb is a different person to look at. Like it's a hard case to look at because he wasn't really considered a running quarterback. Steve Young, he came in the league, he was running the ball. Okay, came in through the Steve Walsh, that West Coast offense. You look at Mike Vick. Mike Vick, I would say similar to Cam Newton a little bit. And right around 35, 36, we've seen a drop-off. I mean, Steve Young at 37 actually had probably one of his best years throwing the ball. He threw for over 4,000 yards. So that was an interesting year for him. But when you look at it, outside looking in, he's done. And this is hard for me because Cam Newton is a friend of the show.
Right.
Even when he just said, not 32, like he talked about that on our show. We asked him the question. Yeah. It's like, yo, how are you feel? Do you feel like you can still do it? And that's when that legendary sound came out, not 32 quarterbacks are better than me.
That was turned into a t-shirt, wasn't it?
Yeah, we turned it into a t-shirt. Cam supported it. Cam rocked with it. But if you peel back the layers a little bit more and turn down turn that volume down right there. But if you peel back the layers, a little bit here, you would see that the game has changed. Mm-hmm. In the right situation, he could potentially play a couple years.
Yeah,
I agree. I didn't like him going back to the Carolina Panthers because it was rushed. You know, I thought it was a good situation for him because they knew him. Mm-hmm. They loved him,
yeah.
Right? But then when you get thrown in that situation, a losing situation, and then you go 0-5,
yeah.
The result of that is you're going to sit out the next year.
Yeah,
that's the result.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So Cam Newton, when you look at it, whether it's, you know, the Jalen Hurts of the world, these coaches nowadays know how to coach with around quarterbacks like this. We're talking about strong physical specimens, guys who can run, guys who can do it all. Justin Fields of the world. Cam was ahead of his time for real.
No, he was.
You know, even Mike Vick. Mike Vick was just electric. Mike Vick was just different. We'd never seen a Mike Vick before. Mm-hmm. But when you look at a Cam Newton, Corey, man, he's like Justin Fields. Is there a coach out there? Is there a situation out there that could potentially get Cam in a position to go out there and win a few games? I think so. But the tail's going to be today.
Right.
He's throwing at Auburn's pro day today at 1:30. So we need to kind of reserve our opinions a little bit. Watch him. We want to see his weight, his physical condition. We want to see how he throws the ball. We want to see his feet work. That's what we want to see. Can he still do it? And at what level? And if he can, then Cam Newton may get a shot, Corey.
No, I agree. So, like, you made the point, right? He's 34 years old. We've seen quarterbacks play until they're 45.
Yep.
Right? And now, of course, I'm alluding to Tom Brady. He's one of the greatest of all time. But if we're talking about Cam Newton, Cam Newton is capable of playing at an MVP caliber, right? Like, so, like, you just pointed it out. Is he in shape, right? That's what they're going to be looking at the pro day, right? Does his arm still look strong? So, to me, if he checks all those boxes, why don't you want Cam Newton on your team? Let's say you're like a Houston Texans.
Mm.
Why wouldn't the Houston Texans want a Cam Newton? And this might be a long shot, but even the 49ers, right? Like, there's not certainty there, you know, at the quarterback position. There is an experience really at the quarterback position. Cam Newton's somebody who has that experience. He's been to a Super Bowl. So, in my opinion, I mean, with that, too, it's like, do they have space, you know, on you know, in cap and whatnot? Who knows? But we'll see. We'll see. Yeah.
Well, here's what I would say is you talked about MVP. That was 2015, bro. Mm-hmm. That was almost 10 years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
And I say this is a hard conversation because he's a friend of the show. But at the end of the day, a lot of us athletes, it's hard for us to let go. I was like that. Hell, you still got T.O. at 50, still trying to play ball.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's still trying to play.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not play. Like, he's really trying to play. Mm-hmm. Dude suited up last year in some arena league.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? It's hard for athletes to let it go. Cam Newton had that MVP year in 2015, okay? You talk about Tom Brady. Bro, there's not too many quarterbacks that play into their 40s. You know, like I said, you go Mike Vick, you got Steve Young, you got Donovan McNabb, and you can add five, six other legends that had phenomenal careers, but it ended right around 34, 35. Cam Newton's 34.
Yeah.
He's 34. And look, I will say this because I'm one of those guys that's like, look, if you think that there's more left in the tank, go do it.
Right.
If you still love the game, go do it. Why not? Why do we have to bash these guys when they're 34, 35? Well, when it's like T.O., like, I think that's like that's too much. Too much going on when you're 49, 50 and you still trying to play.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're still in your 30s and you feel like you still can hoop a little bit, you still like you can still contribute on the football field, man, take a shot at it.
Because
on this other side, man, it's different.
Yeah.
It's different. Different.
But let me ask you, though. Now, if he goes to this Auburn Pro Day and just completely kills it, and I'm talking about, like, at 4 o'clock today, there's articles all over the place that Cam Newton just did his thing. Realistically, though, like, what teams do you think could use a Cam Newton?
I mean, you talked about Houston, but I feel like Houston just embraced the rebuild, right? Just go ahead, go find your quarterback, right? Let's see what happens in the draft there. I do like the 49ers. I think the 49ers could be a great fit for him. The question is, it's almost like Carmelo Anthony. Remember those couple years, those rough that rough patch Melo went through because he was like, you know, I'm not willing to come off the bench. I'm not willing to be the sixth man.
Yeah.
It took him a couple years to really embrace that. Cam Newton has to really embrace being a backup. Like, if you can do that, like, you'll get your opportunity. The guy's going to go down.
Right.
Look it's at football. Last year with the 49ers. Trey Lance goes down within the first five games. Then you bring in Jimmy Garoppolo. Jimmy Garoppolo goes down eventually. And then after Jimmy Garoppolo go down, you put your boy in. And then after that, he goes down. Was that in the playoff game? It was the playoff game, or was it? Was it the playoff game?
Yeah. It was in like the second round.
Right. So you're going to get your opportunity. You just got to patiently wait. It's okay. Go out there and be a backup. Hell, if he really embraced that, he can play five, six more years, and then be in position. When a team needs you, you come in there, five, six games, you hold it down. Create a controversy. Create a quarterback controversy. Sit there and wait. Like, yo, do we go back to our number one? Cam got us in a really nice spot. We've seen this story play out a few times. So, look, I love Cam Newton. Pro Day is today at 1:30, Corey. I think we all should watch it.
Yeah.
You know, and the things that I'm writing down, I want to see how he throws the ball. Okay. Cam, you look at accuracy, career completion percentage is 59. That's not elite.
Yeah.
But Cam is so dynamic. What he does, and I talk about this a lot with Odell Beckham Jr., but like what he does in the locker room, right? Like the energy on the practice field. He doesn't stop talking. Even all the comments and reports coming out of New England when he was there for 2 years. They say, he's the first one in, last one out. He's one of the greatest teammates that they've seen.
Yeah.
So he's going to bring juice there. But also on the field, he's dynamic. This is Cam Newton in his prime.
Yeah.
Well, a prime Cam Newton in today's game is the MVP again.
Yeah, I agree.
He's the MVP again. He was ahead of his time. So I want to see him throw the ball. I want to see how he moves. Does he still got it? That's really what I want to see. If I'm a scout out there, forget throwing the ball. Like, I want to see you escape the pocket. I want to see you, you know, run for 20, 30 yards. Let me see that. Let me see you cut across field, right? Let me push on you a little bit, because that's where the physical conditioning come in. Can you get hit 10, 12 times a game and get up like Josh Allen gets up, like Lamar Jackson gets up, right? So to be determined. You know, I love Cam, and today's going to be a big day for him. And the last thing I would say is this. When you see some of our athletes, right, that hold on and don't let go, it's probably because they don't feel good about how it's ending.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, they want
to. There you go. But, Corey, if you really think about it, there's only a handful of Ray Lewis's of the world. They go out on top. Michael Phelps on a championship, have a medal around your neck. You know, it's hard for athletes to move on. And this is a prime example. I talk to Cam all the time. Bro, where you at? Let me hit you right back. Bro, I'm in the office. I'm in the office. You got five, six different TV screens in front of him. He's looking at all of his trucks, all of his different businesses. He's running it. He has a production company that's thriving.
Yeah.
He's doing what we're doing on the media side.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, Cam is in a lot of things. Cam is successful off the field.
Right.
Why is it that he can't let go?
Yeah.
And he ain't the only one. He ain't the only one. It's hard for us, man. And I'm not saying that his identity is wrapped up in the game. I just think that Cam's looking at, you know, like I think Cam's looking at the last few years, Corey, and he's like, damn, you know, in New England, I ain't like that.
Mm-hmm.
Carolina, 0-5. You know, you look at his last 4 years, 6-8, 0-2, 7-8, 0-5.
Right.
He don't like that.
Yeah, he ain't have a good feeling. He's trying to rewrite the ending of his story, you know? And I think that's what this is, yeah. Yeah, I agree. But, hey, Cam Newton, again, he has his pro day at 1:30 today, so we'll be, you know, on the lookout for the updates with that. But moving on. So we're going to move on to Aaron Rodgers as that saga continues. So there's been no words yet on the finalization of the trade, you know, that would send quarterback Aaron Rodgers to the Jets. But as Rodgers mentioned last week on the Pat McAfee show, he's interested, right? He wants to go to the Jets. He wants to be a New York Jets. However, you know, nothing has, again, been made official. So right now, right, like, I mean, that what they're trying to figure out is trade compensation. Brandon, what can the Jets afford to give up to remain a contender?
I think the going price is a second round and potentially a late round, like a second round for sure, and potentially like a fifth round or a player. Mm-hmm. You have the Jets and Aaron Rodgers, and I love this partnership. Mm-hmm. Look, we're not going to let them come in our house and take everything, right? And so they're playing it very close to the vest and very strategically. The Jets and Aaron Rodgers are looking at it like, yo, I'm coming for a year, maybe 2 years. Why would we give up players that we need to win right now? Exactly. If they're asking for players, that's a problem. Aaron Rodgers like, no, I need those players to get the job done, right? I'm in the biggest media city in the world. Mm-hmm. Like, y'all not gonna be talking about me like that.
Yeah.
And then also, why would we mortgage our entire future for 1 or 2 years? Mm-hmm. I don't think the Super Bowl is worth it. Mm-hmm. I don't think a Super Bowl is worth for you guys to go out there, just make it to the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. Don't even win the Super Bowl. And now you at the bottom of the barrel again. Mm-hmm. For 10 years.
Right.
It ain't worth it, man. Yeah. You got a nice little nucleus forming in New York. I like the coach's staff. I like their moves. I love that defense. I even love the pieces on the offense outside of the quarterback position. Mm-hmm. But then you have the Packers who are saying, well, you went on the Pat McAfee show and said, he said this. Mm-hmm. I am the greatest quarterback. I'm probably the greatest player to ever suit up in a Green Bay Packer uniform. Mm-hmm. And they came out and said, okay, well, if you believe that, why are we just going to give you away?
Yeah.
But he's 40. He's turning 40.
Yeah, he's up there.
You don't go out there and give up two number ones like Lamar Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
Lamar Jackson, right now, if you want Lamar Jackson, you got to give up two number ones.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because Lamar Jackson could potentially have 10 more years left in him. Yeah. Maybe.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers got one, maybe two. Can't do that.
Right. Yeah, that's exactly why this trade is stalling, essentially. Yeah,
so I think right now, I was watching some people talk about this earlier. You know, Aaron Rodgers, he's cool. Hey, Elijah Moore, I'm coming down to Miami. Or maybe you come out to Malibu. You know, we can go do some beach workouts.
Mm-hmm.
Go to Nobu after for lunch.
Right.
Garrett Wilson, Alan Lazard, Bryce Hall. Y'all come out here. We can still get our work in. Nathaniel Hackett. I already know the playbook. Just let's just align on what new are we adding or tweaking any terminology.
Mm-hmm.
Trips is trips,
right?
We've been running spider and we've been running web for 10 years now. Make sure the guys know it. Come out here and the Packers can do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so really what we need to be looking at from a deadline standpoint is the draft. So it's March 21st Tuesday. Okay. The draft is what, mid-April?
April. I don't have the exact date, but I know it's
so it's mid-April. This could play out for another couple weeks.
Mm.
And I don't think it's a big deal.
Yeah.
You know, because like the teams need to know what they're going to do in a draft. What assets do they have,
mm-hmm.
right? They need to continue to build their teams. They need to understand the salary cap. How much space do they have,
yeah.
right? And obviously they know like the deal terms are done. The deal's pretty much done with the Jets. So the Packers know we're not going to be paying $60 million, et cetera, et cetera. But you need to go now,
mm.
right? And you want to get those guys, you know, kind of implement it now.
Yeah.
So that's really what's being affected right now is those guys that you could potentially be building rapport with, can be implementing them into your system.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think we'll see any movement here. For another 2 to 3 weeks.
But now when it's all said and done, do you think this deal is going to consist of players, just players, or is it going to consist of picks, just picks, or do you think it's going to be both?
That's the problem, yeah. Corey. You're saying players.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're saying picks.
Right.
No, you're going to get a pick and a player maybe,
mm-hmm.
or two picks.
Just one, just like that's one it. Pick, one player.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. That's it. He don't want to be there. You don't want him there.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody know it. The deal is already done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. From what I was
Aaron Rodgers, Aaron Rodgers and the Jets has all the leverage.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody giving up no two ones. Ain't nobody giving up players that, you know, we need to win right now. No, it's over.
Mm-hmm.
It's over.
Yeah, from what I've been reading, the Packers are dealing with a cap space issue anyway, right? So if it is a player, I don't think the Jets are going to have to come up off of a player that means something to the offense or defense. And whoever
well, you they know end what it choosing. Reminds me of, and it's not talked about enough, James Harden in Houston.
Okay.
James Harden wanted to get to Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted to play with KD and Kyrie.
Yeah.
The Nets wanted to give up Kyrie. The Rockets wanted Kyrie. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
James Harden said, nah, can't put Kyrie in a trade. Can't put him in a deal. I want to play with KD and Kyrie.
Right.
And it took a couple more weeks to get the deal done because James Harden stood on that.
Yeah.
He said, no, I'm not going to go over here.
Just to lose.
Just to lose. Like, I want to play with those guys.
Right.
James Harden got that done.
Mm-hmm.
And this is why I keep telling, like, players all the time, man, like, we have the leverage. We need to understand that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you just got to be patient. You got to be strategic. If you can do that and you can hold out, man, it's a beautiful thing. Because right now, man, the general managers, owners, these teams, the league, they have all the leverage because players, we get impatient. Mm-hmm. We take it too personal.
Mm-hmm.
And we just mess up the business.
Yeah, yeah. All right, Aaron Rodgers saga again continues. We'll see what happens with that. But let's move on. So we're going to move on to Lamar Jackson. Right. So with Lamar, you know, it's been a little over a week since the start of free agency.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. Yeah. And the Baltimore Ravens have yet to receive an offer for Lamar Jackson. It was earlier this month when the Ravens placed that non-exclusive tag on Jackson, allowing teams to come in and, you know, pitch their deals for him. But again, nothing as of right now. Brandon, which teams do you think should be planning to acquire Lamar Jackson?
Everybody don't have a quarterback.
Yeah,
I saw something today that Chris Ballard in the Indianapolis Colts said that they, you know, they're looking at this. But Atlanta, they came out and said, you know, they were part of that list of teams that said in day one, like, we're not pursuing Lamar Jackson. So you have the Atlanta Falcons. You have the Carolina Panthers. Even you, the Carolina Panthers, you just moved up, right? And you got the number one overall pick in this draft.
Yeah.
And obviously, they're going to go get their quarterback in the draft. But even on the Carolina Panthers, like, why wouldn't you go after Lamar Jackson?
Right.
Because you don't know what you're going to get in a draft. Didn't Baker Mayfield go one overall, like, 5 years ago?
Right, right.
Yeah. What happened there?
See how that turned out.
What happened there, bro? You can go on and on with so many guys that had phenomenal college careers. Mm-hmm. Did a phenomenal job and should be given flowers, should be highlighted.
Mm-hmm.
But the college game is totally different than the NFL game. That's why, like, I know you're probably going to ask me more questions as we get closer to the draft about this guy and that guy when it comes to college football. I don't watch that. Like, I watch some games. I watch UCF. But I like the pro football game. And then people ask me, well, this guy, he just broke. He's Blitnikoff winner, Heisman winner, this and that. You know, how's he going to look when he get in the NFL? I don't know. How you going to know?
Yeah, right.
Bro, it's a different game, bro. Dudes go out there and they just play lights out 4 years, 3-4 years. And then they get to the NFL and it's bust.
Yeah.
Right? So you asked me the question, where do I like Lamar Jackson? I even like the Jets. We're talking about Aaron Rodgers just a few minutes ago. And, you know, obviously this deal's done. But, man, the Jets, I don't know how much time they put into Lamar Jackson, but they should have put time in Lamar Jackson.
Yeah.
You know, you got Aaron Rodgers for 1 or 2 years. You got Lamar Jackson for 7.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Lamar Jackson is like that. Right? But if I had the 49ers, I hear people talking about the 49ers.
Yeah.
Man, if they could find a way.
Yeah.
Lamar Jackson and Kyle Shanahan? Remember, go back to Washington. Kyle Shanahan was the offensive coordinator with who? RG3.
Mm-hmm.
Kirk Cousins, they drafted him in the same year, first and fourth round, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, you know how special. Remember RG3 that first year?
Yeah, I know. Now, and imagine a Lamar Jackson now in that offense, yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and when with the 49ers, you're talking about a team that's ready to win a Super Bowl right now. You plug in Lamar Jackson. I mean, what type of team are we talking about then?
Let me go here. Let me look online. Let me get all the teams in front of me right now. You got the Buffalo Bills. They're good. So let's go to AFC East, Lamar Jackson. So right now, everybody, thank you so much for tuning in to Paper Route. Want to say thank you, and I'm grateful for you guys. And right now we're talking about Lamar Jackson. Where could he be? Where is a good fit? Let's look at the AFC East. Buffalo has their guy. Miami Dolphins, oh my goodness. Can you imagine Lamar Jackson back in Miami in the Yayo?
It'd be too good to be true almost. I almost can't even think about it.
Why wouldn't he? They're making all these moves.
Right.
The Miami Dolphins remind me a little bit of the LA Rams.
Mm-hmm.
Like over the last 2 years, willing and dealing.
Mm-hmm.
Like we're trying to get it right now.
Right now, yeah.
We're trying to win right now. Miami Dolphins, is there any way? Like Tua? And you know the uncertainty around Tua.
Mm-hmm.
Why wouldn't you think about it? New England Patriots? I can see Bill Belichick doing something wild. I can see Bill Belichick doing something wild. You can't see. I don't like him in a Patriots uniform.
Yeah, right. I don't know if I can see
the swag. You know what I'm saying? Like, it just doesn't fit.
Yeah.
But can you see Bill Belichick doing something with Lamar Jackson?
Bill Belichick will be able to make the most of his talents. He'll definitely make the most of his talents, for lack of a better way of putting it. But you know, another team that is coming up. I mean,
y'all don't have to cut away when I drink my water, Manderville. You know, hydration is critical for everybody out there. Y'all know we love wellness with the brand, you know. Corey, how much water do you drink a day?
I'm drinking a lot. I'd say
a lot. That's not an answer.
Let me add up. No, I know. I'm finishing about 4 or 5 water bottles a day. But I'm big on electrolytes.
That's not water, bro.
What you mean?
I mean 4 or 5 water bottles. That's not drinking water.
Are you drinking electrolytes on a daily?
I got some electrolytes.
Electrolytes.
I understand.
If you're drinking water and just water, you're really doing your body a disservice.
No, you're not.
All right.
I'm a big fan of electrolytes.
I bet you people are in the comments already right now just to find.
Well, let's go in the comments. But hold on, let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
Body is made up. What percentage is your body made up of water?
It got to be. It's, what is it like? 70 or 80% water, or something like that.
Yeah, there you go. That's good. Yeah. So you're not replenishing yourself by only drinking 4 to 5 bottles of water, and I'm assuming like 12 ounces.
16
ounces.
Let's add that up. What's 16 times 4?
That's not even half a gallon. You should be drinking a gallon and a half of water,
How many ounces are in a gallon?
If y'all not walking around with something like this, then y'all not right.
Are you finishing it though? Is the question.
Two of these.
It looks good and it sounds good, but are you finishing it?
Two of them.
But no electrolytes.
Bro, I get my electrolytes here and there. All right, what are we talking about? Lamar Jackson. Drink your water. Jackson. What are we talking about? Lamar Jackson.
But now, look, the Colts actually are a team that came out and said that they are still considering them. So how about the Colts? You think the Colts might work?
Yeah, I like Chris Ballard. They gotta make their move, right? This is a general manager that's really good. He's one of the best general managers in football. He knows his stuff. He's a football guy. Remember, he came in, he had who? Andrew Luck.
Mm-hmm.
So Chris Ballard comes in, he has Andrew Luck. Oh my goodness, I'm about to just run through this division for the next 10 years.
Right.
He retires.
Early, yeah.
Then you scramble and you go get who?
Who was it? Phillip Rivers, right? Was he the
next quarterback? Phillip Rivers. It wasn't Carson Wentz. It was Jacoby Brissett. Hold it down.
He was immediately after that. Yeah.
So Jacoby Brissett held it down. Then you go out and you get Carson Wentz.
He was before Phillip Rivers?
I think.
I want to say it was Phillip Rivers, then Carson Wentz.
So, yeah, you're right. So then you go get Phillip Rivers.
Mm-hmm.
And then Phillip Rivers actually played well. I think they won almost 11 games, mm-hmm. 10, 11 games. Mm-hmm. He played well. And then he retires. So now they're like, dang, we thought we were going to have you for a couple years.
Mm-hmm.
Then they go out there. Frank Wright, the former head coach, had Carson Wentz in Philly.
Mm-hmm.
When Carson Wentz was
up for MVP before he tore his ACL.
Yeah, no, he was playing at high level.
I think it was like week 14, he tears his ACL. He was the front runner to win the MVP. So Frank's like, I got him. I got him. I know this guy. I can get through him. Get through to him. They bring him in. He's Carson Wentz.
Yeah.
And now, not only Carson Wentz get booted, Frank got booted. And so they have terrible luck when it comes to the quarterback position. I can see them doing something. I can see them doing something.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't be surprised because even the owner, Ursay's getting antsy. He's starting to talk a lot more.
Yeah.
He is. You got the Dallas Cowboys. You got their quarterback. New York Giants just re-signed Danny Dimes.
Another
a deal
team.
That was controversial a little bit.
Yeah. Another team that's been linked is the Titans. That's another team that they're linking to Lamar Jackson.
You think Rand, the new general manager, will make a move like that?
If you ask me, you'd be upgrading at the quarterback position, hands down.
So Lamar Jackson, for me, first off, Lamar Jackson, you know, just needs to get the deal done where he's at. Like, what are we doing here? Right. Why is it taking so
long?
First
and foremost, yeah.
You know, once in a lifetime type talent deserves a once in a lifetime type deal.
Right.
So if the man is asking for 200 something million guarantee, give him 200 something million guarantee.
But let me ask you though, if he stays in Baltimore, like, how's that relationship though? Like, Is it in good standings right now? Do you think they're actually in good standings? And if it's not, do you think it's something that they can repair?
Yeah, the longer it goes, the harder it is to repair.
Right.
For the teams, they'll dog you out, shit on your name for 6 months to a year straight. That's what they'll do, okay? Then they'll finally get the deal that they're comfortable with. They may even have to give up a little bit. Soon as that team sign off on that, oh, my goodness, great job.
Yeah, right.
We're so happy to have you.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's not personal for them. It's all business.
Mm-hmm.
It's not personal at all.
Right.
The player,
it's personal.
This is where we lose.
Yeah.
I always talk about this. Take it personal.
Yeah.
Man, shit.
Right.
Fuck. You know what I'm saying? You just said this, you said that. That's why they don't want us in the room.
Mm-hmm.
This whole agent thing, they want to be able to talk freely.
Right.
Yo, you know Cam Newton, he's 34. So if Cam Newton is representing himself, right?
Yeah.
He's sitting in the room. Cam, I'm sitting here looking at your stats right now. You're cooked. That's what their numbers say.
Yeah.
The last 4 years, you know, 2-6, 6-0, you know, 0-5. It's not adding up, right? Is your shoulder okay? Cam, the most I can give you is a trial. Or Cam, the most we can do is veteran minimum.
Mm-hmm.
They know it hits the player's ego, right?
Yeah.
But when the agent's in there, you know what I'm saying? It's like,
yeah, it takes the element out.
Come on, Corey,
mm-hmm.
You know what I know.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, you know T.O.'s 49.
Right.
What the hell are we doing right now?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not even having this conversation with you,
mm.
Right? They talk crazy in those meetings, bro.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how this thing play out. Lamar needs to stay there with the Baltimore Ravens. Give him what he wants, you know, and then also put some pieces around him finally.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
DeAndre Hopkins out there. We talked about that. OBJ's out there. We talked about that. I would love to see him stay there and get it right. I think Lamar is so business savvy that, yes, he's taking some of it personal, but once he gets what he needs, he's going to be on his Truth Production podcast on YouTube talking, laughing at everybody else. Oh, y'all said I needed an agent. I think he's out to prove that.
Right, yeah.
I think that's the bigger picture for him. It's like defining the odds. He's defined the odds his entire life. So now it's almost like he digs his heels in a little deeper. The more we talk about it,
mm-hmm.
Oh, you say I can't throw? Guess what I'm going to work on? And guess what I'm going to show?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to show you that I can throw. Oh, you saying that I can't play quarterback in the NFL? Well, let me show you what I can do. I'm the MVP. Oh, you say I can't win in the playoffs? All right, let me get my opportunity again. He wins in the playoff. He goes down to Tennessee and he wins a game,
mm-hmm.
Right? Oh, now you're saying that I don't know business. You're saying that my mom and my team can't represent me. Ha, I offered 3 years, $133 million guaranteed. And I turned that down because, look, I want two something. Mm-hmm. And when he does that, he's going to go on a whole little campaign just laughing at folks. Laughing at folks, bro. So, you know, I don't think they'll take it personal, Corey. I think, you know, at the end of the day, it'll get done. Mm-hmm. And Lamar Jackson's going to go out there next year, and I think they're going to be in a perfect position to really contend if they go get a wide receiver or two.
Yeah. All right, moving on. So now we have our bet segment presented by FanDuel.
Ooh.
Yeah. Let's get to it. It's been a crazy month of March. But, Brent, I'm going to have you open up this segment for us.
Here we go. Appreciate our sponsor, our presenting sponsor of this particular show, Paper Route. We got FanDuel. So let me hit these points real quick. If you download the app, know that the app is safe. It's secure, easy, and so simple. So you can use it whenever you want. FanDuel has exclusive offers, boosts, and more all month long. When you win, you'll get paid fast. Corey, you like getting paid fast?
I love getting paid
fast. I like getting paid fast, too. You still owe me 20 from last four-leg parlay. FanDuel has lots of ways to play, like the spread, the money line, the over, the unders, team totals, player props, and so much more. Jump into the action at any time during the game with live betting. Combine multiple bets from the same game and the same game parlay and try out same game parlays. Corey. So download that FanDuel app today and head to FanDuel.com/IAA and make every moment more. Mm-hmm. What do you got for
download
me?
Download that app, y'all. But look, the Sweet 16 is here. And as always, the month of March has been just complete madness, right? So at the beginning of the tournament, you know, they have those ESPN brackets that everyone could fill out. There was 20 million of them. 20 million, 5,000. Let me give you the exact number. 20 million. 56,273 brackets. Brandon, can you take a guess at how many brackets that are left?
No.
Zero. There are zero brackets left. Through the first round, through the first round of play, there was only 658 brackets. There's been that many upsets this year.
So every year, right? Like if you win it, you win something.
Yeah, it's like a million. I don't know what the prize.
So
it's
one
like
of the wildest years ever.
It's got to be.
I was watching.
We had this Sweet 16 already, and there's zero brackets.
I was at Prime 112 last night. Took out the old school 72 Oldsmobile.
The beast.
Shout out to Tim meeting me on South Beach to clean my baby up. She was underneath the rag for about 6 months. It feels like. So took her out. Engine ran smooth. Ran her up and down 95.
All
right. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, you really opened it up. Okay, you opened it up for real.
Wheels felt phenomenal. Okay. Brakes was phenomenal. Music was phenomenal. But I'm sitting there and I'm watching the Miami Hurricanes, the women's team.
The upset in Indiana.
Indiana, number one overall.
Yeah.
But that was a big moment. Mm-hmm. But that's on both sides, the men and the women.
Yeah.
There's just upsets galore, bro. Mm-hmm. I'm not a guy that, like, watch college basketball like this, but March Madness is one of those moments I think the world tunes into.
Of course.
And it's just ridiculous how many teams are being upset. Mm-hmm. FAU, they're still in it, right?
They're still in it.
FAU, they never made it to the Sweet 16.
Yeah, no. They're doing their thing. They're definitely doing their thing.
You think, hold on, before we jump into our four-game parlay, shout out to FanDuel, you know, the leading sports book platform and app out right now. Before we dive into our four-leg parlay, do you think the parity is because of, like, this NIL, name, image, likeness, right? So back in the day, you always had the Dukes, the North Carolinas, the UConns of the world. Even you'll have an Xavier or some team like that creep in, Kentucky. But now you can go give a guy a bag, and just like that, your team is totally changed, right? Like football is a little different, right? You need a lot of guys. There's a lot of moving pieces. But in basketball, you get one or two dudes.
That's all you
competing.
Right.
You competing. Do you think things is changing in basketball now because of NIL?
And I mean, that's why we're seeing so many upsets.
Honestly, I hadn't thought of that until you just made that point just now, right? Mm-hmm. Like to the point that you just made, there's not too many basketball players on, you know, a team compared to a football team, right? So there's only one. I mean, you only need to offer one deal to one good player, and then, like you said, that changes your team. That changes your team in its entirety. Now you're a team that can compete in the tournament. So I think you got a point there. I think the NIL probably did contribute to that.
Bro, you get one booster. That's in Boca. FAU's right. In Boca.
Yeah, there's money. There's money.
I think
there.
There's more billionaires in Boca. It's called, like, you know, Boca Billionaires.
Mm-hmm.
It's more billionaires in Boca than anywhere else in the world, it feels like.
Mm-hmm.
You find one of them, and it's like, yo, let me go pay this guy, pay this kid.
Yeah.
Bam, boom. Yeah, things change.
Now you got a McDonald's All-American on your
team.
There
you go.
Yep,
all right, what's our four-game parlay? What are we doing? Sweet 16.
Let's get into it.
I'm cooked.
Yeah.
My bracket, obviously, you said there was 20 million, 500-something, 1,000 brackets.
All of them
bust.
All of them done for. Yep.
So, like, I'm sorry, people. We all – maybe we'll be better in the Sweet 16.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Maybe there's some action here.
Well, so, yeah, now we have a reduced pool of teams to choose from. But what we did, again, was pick our Final Four winners, or rather the teams to make it to the Final Four. So, first, we got the teams in both the East and the Midwest region, right? So – from the Midwest region, you know, we got Houston. Of course, they're still the favorite. They're at, you know, a negative 115 odds, right? But then we got Kansas State at plus 320 odds. I really like Kansas State, right? Like, I really think they can make it out of that Eastern region. They play Michigan State in their next matchup. That'll be a good game, but I think if they can beat Michigan State, I think that'll be their path to the Final Four, right? So we got, again, Houston, Kansas State, and now let's take a look at the Southern region and the Western region. So in the Southern and Western region, right, we got – well, we'll start with the South. So in the South, we got Bama, Creighton, San Diego State, Princeton. I like Alabama to come out of the South, right? I mean, they're probably the favorites to win it all.
So we're going with Bama, UCLA, Kansas.
So we got Bama, Houston, Kansas State, right? Kansas State, and then we got UCLA. Yeah. So those are our four picks to make it to the Final Four. And if we had to go with, you know, a long shot, right, to make it to the national championship.
Don't do it. That's our four. Let's just stay right there. That's our four game parlay. It's over.
No, that's it. I was picking Kansas State. Like, a lot of people don't have Kansas State to make it to the national championship. Well, obviously to the Final Four or even the national championship. But I think Kansas State going to win it all.
Just guessing at this point. Everybody's bracket is busted. I don't know who anybody out there made money.
I mean, sure, on FanDuel, you could play single bets on games and whatnot.
Well, hopefully people are in a better position than I am. My bracket was busted. You know, I had a huge parlay. I think it was like a 16-game parlay to start. That was busted. So, look, download FanDuel app today or head to FanDuel.com/IAA. Make every moment count. We'll be right back after this disclaimer. Excuse me. Let me say that again. We'll be right back after this disclaimer. Little tongue twister. Shout out.
Disclaimer. 21 plus in select states. FanDuel is offering online sports wagering in Kansas under an agreement with Kansas Star Casino, LLC. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit FanDuel.com/RG. Colorado, Iowa, Michigan, New Jersey, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Illinois, Tennessee, Virginia. 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXTSTEP to 533-42, Arizona. 1-888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org/chat, Connecticut. 1-800-9-WITH-IT, Indiana. 1-800-522-4700 or visit ksgamblinghelp.com, Kansas. 1-877-770-STOP, Louisiana. Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit www.mahelpline.org/problem-gambling, Massachusetts. Visit www.mdgamblinghelp.org, Maryland. 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY to 467-369, New York. 1-800-522-4700.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Yo, 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 this is Brandon Marshall here to talk to you about some of my favorite things to eat. The carb fear is real, but carb-heavy foods are often the ones we love the most. Hero Bread makes those same delicious favorites free of consequences or compromises. They've remade carby, empty-calorie bread products into fluffy, delicious versions that include no net carbs, 0 grams sugar, and fewer calories, plus protein and fiber. The soft, fluffy experience you love when enjoying a refreshing BLT, savory breakfast burrito, or mouth-watering cheeseburger. Something for every craving, including sliced bread, loaves, buns, and tortillas. And they have monthly small batch drops of indulgent favorites like the 2 gram net zero hero croissant or the 1 gram net carb hero cheddar biscuit. Don't give up being a breadhead. Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code athlete at checkout. That's athlete at hero, hero.co.
From a flat tire in the city to a dead battery on a distant drive, AAA is partnering with T-Mobile for Business to accelerate response times and get more drivers back on the road fast. Our nationwide connectivity powers location telematics, so AAA's fleet can find stranded drivers quickly while being fully equipped with the in-vehicle tools to have answers when they get there. This is elevating the member experience. This is AAA with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and need. That means you earn 2% cash rewards on what you want, like season tickets to watch your favorite team, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like paying for parking. The Active Cash Credit Card is ready when you are. With unlimited 2% cash rewards, the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, that's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/active. Cash.
Wyoming, or visit www.1800gambler.net, West Virginia.
All right, welcome back. Welcome back. So we got our fact or foolish segment. So remember, in this segment, I'm going to read a statement, and then Brandon will have to determine whether it's fact or
cap,
foolish.
Fact, foolish,
cap,
no
or
cap.
No cap, and then he has to give his explanation why. So for our first one, Josh Jacobs will win back-to-back rushing titles next season. Fact or foolish?
Foolish. Josh Jacobs isn't happy. When you're not happy, you ain't going to run through that wall for your coach.
Yeah.
I think there's problems in Las Vegas with the Raiders. You know, I like Derrick Henry. Throw out my little cough drop here. I like Derrick Henry, bro. Derrick Henry is a monster. I ran into him at the Pro Bowl. I'm looking at this dude. I'm like, bro, like, how do you feel? How can you still do it at this level for so long? Like, he's really toting the rock.
Yeah.
Bro, he said, got it. And he also said, I train. I train like crazy. Like, all you gotta do is follow him online. Follow him on Instagram. Dude, train, bro. He's in the gym every single day. And he said his body feels good. That's the thing. His joints, his knees, hips, ankles, toes, all of that. So I think this is foolish, Corey. I like Derrick Henry. Other people to watch out for. You got Nick Chubb, who finally have his quarterback, okay, Deshaun, there for an entire year.
Yeah.
So now they get out there together. He's going to even open up more.
Right.
Right? So Nick Chubb is a guy that can easily be a dude that's pushing for 2,000 yards in a year. Travis Etienne, another person that we should look out for down in Jacksonville.
Yeah.
Ooh, did you watch him last year, second half of the season?
He did his thing. Yeah,
did
he got
his
some promise. It's definitely some promise there.
So I like Derrick Henry to take home the title, but I'm also watching out for Nick Chubb and Travis Etienne. So this is foolish to me.
All right, another two to definitely look out for, Saquon Barkley and John Taylor. I think those two are really, you know,
who
give
was
him
the second you said? John Taylor. John Taylor.
Yeah.
Oh, for
from
the Colts.
Yeah.
He's a monster. He was hurt last year, right? Banged up a little bit?
A little bit. But there was also a portion of the year where he was leading the league in rushing.
Yeah, he's a dog. Yeah. A lot. Some people a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, said he was the best running back in the game.
Hey, he could be that. He could be that if he keeps at the pace that he's at. All right, next one. Alvin Kamara and Jamal Williams will be the best running back duo in the NFL next season. Fact or foolish?
I really like this. I'm going to go fact here.
Okay.
I think Alvin Kamara is going to play with a huge chip on his shoulder. He's different. I wouldn't even – Alvin's just a football player.
Mm-hmm.
So savvy, so smooth. He's like a Cadillac, bro.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what'd he do coming out of the backfield in the passing game?
Yeah.
Super smart. And then Jamal. Jamal had 1,000 yards last year. And how many touchdowns?
17 touchdowns.
17 touchdowns.
17.
And that's how they like to run it down there. Dennis Allen is still working off of that Sean Payton template.
Yeah.
That Sean Payton template is, look, we're going to have two running backs. They both get involved. They both had their packages.
Yep.
I like this. I'm going to go fact here.
Mm, yeah, no, I like that one too. All right, next one. The Detroit Lions will have the most improved secondary in the NFL. Fact or foolish?
Listen, Aaron Glenn was a Aaron Glenn is a defensive coordinator there. Aaron Glenn was a defensive back. Aaron Glenn played in the NFL for a long time. He was one of the savviest, one of the smartest DBs that the game has ever seen. That's why he's having success as a coach now.
Mm-hmm.
I love this move. Absolutely love it. They're going to be super solid next year.
Mm-hmm.
They were one of the hottest teams last year to finish the year.
Absolutely.
Right? It was them. It was the Jaguars. They were hot. I mean, you had the Cincinnati Bengals and a few others that turned it on as well. But, like, teams that came out of nowhere, there was probably the hottest team. And a lot of it was because of what they were doing on the defensive side. So I like this, but it's foolish to me because when you go get a Jalen Ramsey in Miami, that just changes the game.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Jalen Ramsey, that one dude, you know, is going to help out everybody else on the field. He does give up a lot, but what he takes away is big.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go with the Miami Dolphins here. So this is foolish to me.
I could dig it. All right, next, Zay Flowers, right? Wide receiver out of Boston College.
I don't know, Corey. We talked about this earlier. You about to ask him about a college kid, bro?
Zay Flowers will have the best season from the 2023 rookie receiver class. Fact or foolish?
I'm going to go with you. So a lot of you guys don't know Corey. Corey was one of the first athletes that came into House of Athlete and trained. Back in high school, St. Thomas Aquinas.
Yes, sir.
Then you went on and played at the University of Notre Dame,
yes, sir.
Right?
Yes, sir.
So that was a cool experience. A wide receiver, one of the most sought-after wide receivers in his class. So I'm going to lean on you here, Corey, because I told you this earlier. Mm-hmm. I don't watch college football like this. I love Zay Flowers.
Mm-hmm.
Zay Flowers is a monster. He's a Florida boy. Mm-hmm. Where, do you know, did he go to school? Where did he go?
He's definitely from Florida. I don't know what high school he went to, though.
Zay Flowers. So who do you think, man? I'm going to go with you here because, again, some of these dudes can come in and flop, and some of these dudes can come in and be the next Justin Jefferson.
No, you're right. You're right.
Odell Beckham Jr.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's hard.
Mm-hmm. But look, no, in my opinion, Zay Flowers, he will be the best receiver in this year's class, right? Because he's a guy that you can really place in all of the positions. You could play him on the inside. You could play him on the outside. He could run all of the routes in the route tree. And, you know, I hate to say this, but it seems to be that, like, those smaller receivers,
Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
They tend to be more durable, right? So I think he's a guy, you know, he'll be able to remain durable throughout his throughout his rookie season and whatnot. And they'll be, you know, whichever team drafts him will definitely be able to use him right away. I think he's ready to go right now. So if you ask me, this is fact.
You know where he went to school?
Where'd he go?
University.
You know,
university school, U school. They
really?
Call it
U went to U school?
Yeah, he was at university. You
he's right down the street.
Come
I didn't
on,
even
bro.
Know
this
that.
Is your negative.
Yeah. I know. It's my. I know. Well, look, I know he's going to ball out at the next level. So that's
okay,
all
so
that
you
matters.
Got fact here.
Yeah, I got fact.
I'm going to give an answer. Foolish. Okay. We don't know.
Yeah.
We don't know.
Yeah,
it's hard, bro.
Yeah.
And then also, sometimes what if he goes to the Houston Texans?
Mm.
What if he go to Tampa and Baker Mayfield ain't the guy?
He's a reverse guy, too, though. So he's somebody you can plug in the backfield, too. That's why I think he will be – because he's the most expanded.
Corey, you need to stop.
Hey, man. I'm just speaking facts.
Coach Brian Daboll, head coach of the Giants.
Mm-hmm.
He was my offensive coordinator when I played for the Dolphins. And, look, I wanted the ball more. They wasn't really – I felt like they could throw it to me more. So one Monday, he called me on Tuesday, off day. He's like, B,
come into the office. Mm-hmm. He's like, I want to show you the game plan. And I want to get your thoughts on it and show you how I'm going to incorporate you. Mm-hmm. And he was so excited to show me this one play. You know what that one play was?
I'm assuming it's something you wasn't digging. What was it?
It was a reverse.
Okay.
He was so excited. I actually talked to Coach Dayball yesterday. He's going to come on the show.
Brandon Marshall, 6 foot six, Brandon Marshall on a reverse.
He's like, yo, I know you want the ball. You know what I mean? This is how I'm going to get you the ball. He had this reverse play, and he had maybe like two other run plays. Mm-hmm. I looked, I said, Coach, I'm a wide receiver. Uh-huh. I get paid to catch the ball.
Right.
That's all I'm doing.
You ain't want so that reverse?
Get at the Brian Hartline. Get at the Devon Best. Hell, put Reggie Bush out there.
Yeah.
I'm not running no reverses.
Yeah.
Like, I could do it.
Right.
Denver, I had a couple of nice
like
runs.
I feel like that's every receiver's dream. Give me a reverse.
A reverse?
I just want the ball in my hand
right
now.
I'm cool with that if I'm getting my 10 targets a game.
Yeah.
Give me 10 targets a game, I'll do whatever. Mm. But if you only targeted me 4 or 5 times.
Yeah.
No, don't give me no toss. Don't get, the reverse pass. Every receiver want to throw the ball, too.
Yeah, right.
Oh, yeah, we're going to put this play in so you can throw a touchdown. Yeah. No, I want to catch a touchdown. Because you know what happens when you catch a touchdown?
What's that?
You make $10, $20, $30 million a year. Now that's what they make in 2030. You know what happens when a receiver runs a touchdown?
What happens?
Nothing. Nothing. Nothing.
Are you talking about like in your contract, like what you're paid, like in incentives wise?
No, that's a lot of y'all hear me talk about Josh McDaniels all the time on the show. And that's why I'd be saying that, because he was very manipulative. And you talk about in contract. So they didn't want to pay me. Mm-hmm. And so I was like kind of holding out all offseason. Mm-hmm. And he calls me in. He's like, yo, we're going to get this deal done. This is our last preseason game. We're going to Seattle. I want you to stay back home, clear your head, and then we're going to get this deal done. And about time we come back Monday, right, fresh start, deal's done, boom, 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 right? Mm-hmm. So now we're going back and forth with Denver all weekend trying to get a deal done. You know what they offered me?
What was that?
The richest contract in the history of the Denver Broncos. Had an opening line. So we're super excited about this offer. Mm-hmm. You know, you'll get paid. You'll be paid more than – you'll make more money than John Elway and some of the greatest players that ever come through here. Champ Bailey and Rod Woodson, Shannon Sharp.
Got to be a twist.
You know what you got to do to make your money? I need 4 rushing touchdowns. What?
That's crazy.
What? Yeah. I said, there's no way I can put my name on this. Yeah. And you control it, too.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, a play caller can definitely control something like that.
Which you would have signed it.
Absolutely.
If they offered you $8 million a year, roughly like 60-something million. I don't know. It was like 50-something.
At that point, they assaulted my intelligence.
You'd have took it. You're coming from Corey, from Broward now.
I understand that. But I guess if I can to see the majority of my contract, if I have to score 4 rushing touchdowns, and like you mentioned, it's something that's completely in their control.
So what happens is you're at 4 to 5 million. To hit the 4 rushing touchdowns. You take it. Do you gamble? You just see it as a wide receiver. You just see it as every wide receiver's dream. You're a competitor.
Of course.
You're the ultimate competitor. Oh, yeah. I'll go get that done to be the richest, had the richest contract in the history of the Denver Broncos. You don't do that?
Just to get 0 run plays called for me?
I think you do it.
I don't know. I think that's an insult of my intelligence there. But, all right, let's move on to the next one. So, we got the Houston Texans. The Houston Texans will win 8-plus games next year. Fact or foolish?
That's foolish. That's foolish. The Houston Texans, who's their quarterback? What are we talking about right now? The Houston Texans winning 8 football games. The schedule hasn't come out yet, so that's going to be hard. Yeah. But the Houston Texans, the Colts is always going to be solid, and they always borderline great. See what happens with D. If he comes back, their linebacker, Jacksonville, they're going to be solid. Tennessee's going to be solid. Mm-hmm. That's foolish.
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 We're going with foolish. Even if Bryce Young's their quarterback?
Foolish.
Foolish.
Foolish. All right.
Foolish. Next one. And our last one. Baker Mayfield solidifies himself as a franchise quarterback in Tampa. Fact or foolish?
Foolish. Oh. Another foolish. How?
Oh, that's a lot of foolishes today, huh?
Who's the offensive coordinator?
You tell me.
I don't know. Let's look it up.
Tampa Bay's offensive coordinator. Let's see. Dave Canellis. Know this guy. I know this guy like from a face standpoint, but I don't know the guy's offensive philosophy. Mm-hmm. I like Baker and with Kevin Stefanski, what he did in Cleveland that 1 year. You know, he had that bounce back year. He went out there. They got him out the pocket. They ran the ball. They had two running backs that was doing their thing. So that took a lot of pressure off of him. Who's their running back? Mm-hmm. Right? When you saw when we've seen Baker Mayfield at his best in the National Football League, he had a running game and he had a passing game that complemented the run, meaning that if we're going stretch right, giving it to Chubb, stretch right, he's picking up 4 yards, 5 yards, 10 yards, 12 yards. Guess what happens? You say, oh, I'm going to pull this, then I'm going to boot out this way, and everybody's wide open, right? So I don't see that happening in Tampa. I think this was a terrible decision by Baker Mayfield to go to Tampa. I love Todd Bowles. Got to put that disclaimer out there. Love Todd Bowles. Todd Bowles is my interim head coach with the Miami Dolphins. Todd Bowles is my head coach with the Jets. My favorite year through my 13-year career. Love him. Talk to him still to this day. Like it for him. You know what I'm saying? If Baker could come in and hold it down, be this gap quarterback for a year. But I hate it for Baker. Baker should have stayed in L.A. Mm-hmm. They wanted Baker. They said Baker could potentially start this year.
Yeah.
Why would you leave that? Why would you leave that? Remember the moment the locker room when he won?
Yeah.
How everybody embraced him and celebrated. This is a guy that some people is hit or miss. Mm-hmm. You find a home, stay there.
Yeah.
It's okay, be patient. Sit right there. And then you're with Sean McVay.
Yeah.
I don't like it. I don't like it. This is foolish. You know what else is foolish?
What's foolish?
That this show is over. And it's actually 1 o'clock on the dot. Sure we actually started 60 seconds late, so we got to go for another 60 seconds. The people want their money. Their money's worth.
Yeah, right. We got to give them a full hour.
No, I just want to say thank you, guys. It's foolish that we got to stop this show. Corey is saying land the plane here, produce a phenomenal show. Just want to say great job.
Appreciate that.
Like, bro, like, we're YouTubers.
YouTubers.
We didn't go to school for this.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you literally, every day, can you go through your process of what you do? Before we end this show, bro, like, tell these people, because there's a lot of people watching this show, and we'll see this video because these clips live forever, and we're all, like, trying to figure out, like, this new media space. Mm-hmm. We're all creating content every single day, whether it's on our Twitter, whether it's on Instagram, it's TikTok. You know, there's a lot of the podcast space is booming, right? And so, you know, I just find it to be really cool when I walk in here at 2, 3, 4 o'clock and you're sitting there in your cut and you're working on that show. So can you take me through your process and how you create a show? Cause like, it's not me. Mm-hmm. Like you'll put together a whole run of a show, a whole script. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, yeah, I like this. I don't like this. Ashley will chime in. Hope maybe this is the question, but this is really you. So what's your process?
Right, right. So believe it or not, I mean, the process is going to start as soon as this show ends. Like as soon as this show ends, I'm starting on the show. You know, I have my idea of what topics are relevant right now. Right. And then, of course, I'm just doing my research, you know, on potential topics and whatnot online or whether it's on TV. And then I have the run of show sent out to everyone. My time is 7 o'clock. I try to get the show done by 7 o'clock the day before, get the run of show to all of my graphics people, get the graphics up and running and whatnot. You know, run a show by my talent, making sure they're okay with the topics or if they have any other topics they want to hit, of course, then I'm adding them into the rundown and whatnot. But yeah, that's the process. Then of course, then the next morning, we have our production meeting. We have our production meeting about 2 hours before the show. Again, running everybody through the run of the show, making sure all of my, you know, other producers are all in line with, you know, with myself and the talent, and you know, just making sure everything's ready to go before the show. So,
did you expect to be doing this at this phase of your life?
I did. Right, like I'm a visionary, so. I knew that this, what I'm doing right now, was going to happen. Just didn't know when it was going to happen, right? Like, of course, my dream was to make it to the NFL, but that it didn't happen. So what did that do? That just pushed up the vision that I had, right? Pushed up what I'd be working on. I thought maybe I'd be working on this again after, you know, an NFL career, maybe a sustained NFL career, but I'm doing it now. I got no complaints and no issues with that.
Right.
Yeah, I'm doing what I love.
So let me ask this question. Can you relate? And I know it's different because like Cam Newton made it to the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
And actually here in 30 minutes, he'll be, I don't know if it's going to be live, but he'll be throwing that Auburn's pro day, right, mm-hmm. at 34. Can you relate to athletes like that, that holds on, that wants to continue,
yeah.
right? Because, you know, your career, college, playing at Notre Dame,
mm-hmm.
trying to get to the next level, not really making it there. Like, can you relate? And if you can or if you can't, when did you know? That my second question is, when did you know, like, okay, it's time to go on to the next mm-hmm. thing?
To be honest, I absolutely can relate, right? And what I did was go to the park and just start cooking people in basketball. You know what I'm saying? Like, nah, because for real, it's that competitive nature, right? It's the competitive nature that wants you, that it's the competitive nature that keeps you, how should I word this? Because I want to hit this on the head. It's that competitive nature that wants you to get back into the game, right? That mm-hmm. that you might've had to walk away from. But what I've done is kept that competitive nature, but just applied it to life, right? I applied it to, you know, the way in which I build out this show. I applied it to, you know, if I do want to go to the courts and play basketball, I can be competitive, you know, on the basketball courts, or I can be competitive in the way that,
right.
you know, I fuel my body with food. Like I have a regimen, right, that I stick by. And that's something, you know, that's essential for, you know, somebody playing at a high level, you know, professionally on the football field. So, you know, that didn't change. And I was able to kind of just, you know, keep it rolling, right, without the thought of returning to the football field.
Yeah.
All of those processes that you learn from football and whatnot, they're transferable to life. And that's really how I've been able to detach myself from the game.
What's one thing, and this is, we'll end the show after this, what's one thing you learned in your transition from being an active athlete to athlete that's done
mm-hmm.
That a lot of these guys haven't figured out yet? And I say that because we train a lot of athletes here,
mm-hmm.
and I would say half of them don't make it to the NFL, right,
mm-hmm.
when they come through here for combine training. So what is that one thing that you've learned that you can probably share with some of these guys in the mm-hmm. same position?
I'd say two things, right? It's discipline and structure, right? I mean, you cannot deny that those are two words that you would use to describe just what football is in general on a day-to-day basis, right? Discipline and structure. If you have discipline, right, discipline is like what I mentioned earlier. It's eating three times a day. It's making sure you're drinking your water. It's making sure you're drinking your electrolytes. Like, that's essential for just good health. Then you got your what I said discipline and structure. I mean those two almost just go hand in hand, just like what I mentioned, right? You got to have structure if you want to be efficient at what you do. You got to have a structure. You got to have a routine. So those two things I learned, you know, in football, but I learned after playing and whatnot, and once I took a step into the professional world, how important that is, you right. know, in everyday life as a professional, as a, you know, as you know, what I do, you know, a producer. So, you know, I'd say that's what I took from football.
Right, and what I'm taking from what you're saying, when you say discipline and structure, I look at structure at like a routine.
Mm-hmm.
As an athlete, professional athlete, every single day we have an itinerary. Not even just a professional athlete. We're talking about high school. We're talking about college. And then obviously when you get to the NFL, you actually have more freedom when you get to the NFL because you're not just sitting around all day just doing one thing. Wake up in the morning, 4 or 5 o'clock, you can do whatever you want. Then the off season, there's more freedom. In college, you got summer school, you got other things that you have to commit to. But every athlete has a routine, and that's where the structure comes in at. If there's no structure, if there's no routine, then there's chaos. And then the discipline on top of that keeps you going forward. No matter what happens, you keep moving forward, right? It's unconditional. I believe in this. This is where I'm going. I don't care about outside noise. I don't care about, you know, failure, right? You got to embrace failure. Failure is okay. Failure is your friend, right? And just keep moving forward. But if you have the plan and the structure, just keep going. Keep going. Get up every single day. So this was a great show today, Paper Route.
Tomorrow we're back with Ashley Nicole Moss and some more topics. I'm sure we'll be talking about Aaron Rodgers again. I'm tired of talking about Aaron Rodgers. I know you guys are tired of hearing about Aaron Rodgers, but we got to talk about it till something happens. Maybe the hottest topic in football for another 2 to 3 weeks. You got Lamar Jackson. What's going to happen with Lamar Jackson? Sure, we'll be talking about Lamar Jackson, whether it's word on the tweet, the daily route, some way, fact or foolish. Talk about Lamar Jackson. What are they going to do with Lamar Jackson? Dame Lillard. I'm seeing things where Dame Lillard may be, you know, resting up. Is Dame Lillard going to rest up? Didn't he just say just a couple weeks ago, this ain't the NBA that, you know, he can continue to play in? We'll see there. A lot of action happening right now. So anyways, thank you guys for coming back to Paper Route. We'll see y'all tomorrow. Peace.
From their innovative practice facility to unmatched views from the fairway, the PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with 5G solutions from T-Mobile for Business. Together, we're using AI-powered analytics to expand coaching tools and bringing fans closer to the pros with 5G-connected cameras. This is game-changing innovation. This is the PGA of America with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.